19 years ago, the French government, pro-French loyalists, and the Kanak Liberation Front signed an agreement that ended intercommunal violence. The Noumea Accord called for power to be transferred to local government with a referendum on independence within 20 years. Last week, with the deadline approaching, Prime Minister Edouard Philippe led 9 hours of talks in Paris that settled the critical question of voter eligibility with a compromise. 11,000 people will be added to the rolls, 7,000 Kanaks, that's what the indigenous Melanesians call themselves, and 4,000 ethnic Europeans. The agreement resolves a long-standing dispute which could have allowed whichever side that loses the referendum to characterize it as illegitimate. Prime Minister Philippe said, even beyond that, we have trust, which is just as important. The meeting also agreed on UN election observers and on the location of polling stations. The major problem remaining is the wording of the question to be put before the voters. Prime Minister Philippe said he will visit New Caledonia before the end of this year. President Emmanuel Macron promises to visit before the referendum itself. There's no date set yet, but it has to be held before next November. New Caledonia has a population of about 275,000, about 45% of them Kanak. The island struggles with high rates of unemployment, alcoholism, and youth crime. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.